has been rolling around in my mind for the past couple of weeks. And I try to understand what the Lord wanted to say. It was just, no, don't go back there. And one of the scriptures that he led me to was Deuteronomy chapter 1, where Moses is going over all the great things that God had done for the children of Israel. And he brought them through the desert, and they were out there, and God protected them and gave them all of these things. And there was one instance where God had asked them, they were supposed to go into a land, and they sent out spies. And they sent out 12. And they came back with this bad report. So the people complained. They got upset that those people are so big over there that we can't possibly do what the Lord has asked us to do. They'd already forgotten that he opened up the Red Sea, took them through the Red Sea, and they forgot that they were enslaved and in slavery and all the hard work they had to do. They forgot they had cried out to God to deliver them. And now they have reached freedom, and God asked them to do something, and they go back and think about themselves. They did not trust that God could do what he said he could do. Well, this one scripture sort of really stood out to me, because one of the things that happened after they realized and started to turn back and go through the desert, they realized, we've sinned against God. And they thought to themselves, oh, we've sinned. Therefore, let's go back and do what we're supposed to do. They went back to fight against this group. And what happened? They beat them up. They were like bees all over these guys. And they lost. Why did they lose? It's the same reason they didn't go into the land. They did not trust the Lord. He said one thing, but oh, I understand, God, we made a mistake. We didn't listen to you, but now we're going back and follow you. Let me tell you something. Through life, you'll make decisions. You can't take those back. You can't go back. Now, okay, I made the wrong decision. Let me go back and do it. You haven't asked the Lord what you should do next. That's the whole point here, is that as you walk through life, you will make decisions. If you don't ask the Lord about the decision that you make, it could be the wrong one. And then you say, oh, I repent. Repent, and then the part that you need to repent of is really not trusting him. So as you walk along in your life, and you're doing things, and okay, and you made a decision. Someone comes along and says, hey, such and such, and you realize, oh, that was the wrong thing to do. Maybe I can go back and start over. You can't start over. No one can start over. In anything in your life, you can't start over. That's past. The thing to do is repent for not listening or asking the Lord what you should do. There are so many examples in Scripture of this. I can think of one where Israel went into the land. God told them not to make covenant with any of the people in the land. They went to the land, told them just destroy them. So there's this group, the Gibeonites, came along and says, hey, we are from a far off country. And they examined their bread, and it was moldy and all that stuff. So it looked like they were really from a long way off. And Joshua and the group made covenant with them. Because they're not near us, so we'll make covenant with them. They found out later that these people were not far away, but they were right there, and they were doomed to destruction. But because of the covenant they had made, they did not kill them. Years passed by, and there's a king that was in place who said, wait a minute, these people were supposed to be destroyed. Who remembers who that was? Saul attempted to destroy this group of people. Later on, when David was on the throne, there was a lot of things happening that I can't remember exactly what it was that happened to them. But a famine, that's what it was. A famine came on the land, and the reason for the famine, guess what it was? Is because Saul tried to destroy those people that they had made covenant with. So you can't go back and try to correct something. You just always need to move forward. In our lives, we need to move forward, and moving forward is be conscious enough on a daily basis, a moment-to-moment basis, and ask the Lord, what's my next step? What do you want me to do here? God has given many of us visions of what He wants us to do, our callings or direction of what He said He's going to do in your life. And a lot of us take that prophecy or word or whatever God has put in our hearts and we start to march towards it. The problem with that is this. He knows the path you are to take. If you don't ask Him for each step of the way, you're going to make some decisions that are wrong. And then you keep going as you keep continuing to do that. Then you wonder why God has not answered what He said He was going to do for me. It's because along the way, He's trying to mature you. He's trying to grow you up. There are trials that will be in the way that He wants to build your character. And as long as you, Lord, what's my next step? The same thing happened with visions and dreams and so forth like that. A lot of times we don't understand them. Because some dreams can be to the extent, oh, yes, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Run after it. Without asking the question, Lord, what does this mean? We look at it and we think it's obvious. Why does he do that? Why does he give us dreams like that? And then, you know, and we go, oh, yes, I'm supposed to do this. He wants us to communicate with him. Ask what it means. If you don't, you'll end up somewhere that you don't want to be. Now, why does he do that? It's training. It's whether or not you're going to listen to him, and whether or not you're going to ask him, what's the next step? What is the next step? I always say this, is if you're not communicating with the Lord, and you've got something and you're just going along with it, your God is dead, because you're not talking to him on a regular basis. You can read and you look at it and says, oh, God says do this. The step is to, okay, Lord, you want me to do this. How shall I carry it out? Look through Scripture and you can see that God does things in different ways and accomplish the same thing. Look at Yeshua. Did he use the same method to heal someone? No. Did the disciples use exactly the same thing each time? No. One time Yeshua made mud and put it on the man's eyes and he saw. So this is very critical. If your God is alive, you need to be talking to him on a regular basis. An ongoing conversation that you would desire to do what he wants you to do. And some people don't want to do that. And you wonder, why? Because their image of who God is not quite right. Just as the children of Israel made the statement that he doesn't love us, he brought us out here, out of Egypt, into this desert to die. So when you think about God and have the wrong image of who he is, and you say, well, he's going to put me in a place that I don't want to be, maybe, and it may hurt or I may look stupid. Come on. You forgot that he loves you. And whatever he's doing is for your benefit. And when he gives you dreams and things and that you misinterpret them, why? Whether or not you're going to come to me and ask me what to do or go out and make a fool out of yourself. And when you do, we should learn from those things when we do them. When we know the Lord gives us and we go running after it. You learn one thing. The thing that you're learning, I am not really following the Lord. And if it's something that you had on your heart and you really want to do it and looks like the dream is saying or the prophecy is saying, do that. But you don't take the time, says, Lord, what do you mean? What does this mean? And wait to get direction. Wait to get direction. All right? I'll share this one story. When Gwen and I got married years ago, she wasn't a believer. And I was a believer, been a believer for, you know, ever since I can remember. And, you know, then I became more committed. I went out to Beth Messiah and I'm just, you know, enjoying all of that. And Gwen wasn't a believer, right? And I had, the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to give you a new wife. Now, people have heard things like that. and go. Oh boy. Whew. Seeking out something else. Take the time to say, Lord, what does this mean? I looked at it, well, does this mean Gwen's going to die? Or, you know, I couldn't piece it together. Because I was thinking, why? You know, what does he mean? But, you know, I was looking forward to this. Right? So, I continued to do all the things that I should. I didn't go out running, looking for, my next wife. People do that. The word meant that she was going to be changed. But had I walked with what I thought it meant. So God does these things to let you know where you are. I mean, he already knows where you are. If I had followed that looking for wife or whatever else, and then later on I'd found out, oh my goodness, I was wrong. Then at that point I would have said, oh, I blew it. I did not listen to the Lord. Praise the Lord that he's the one that prompted me to wait, seek after him. One of the things that she did a number of things. One of the things that I can remember specifically, I came home from home group one night. She's a different person now, okay? And all of my clothes were out on the driveway. And the Lord said, just pick up your clothes and put them up. And don't say anything. I went out and put the clothes, and I said nothing. That was difficult. I mean, for me, at that point, it was not difficult because I had learned one of the things that I was so much wanted to come to the Lord. And the Lord told me, shut up. Because I was preaching to her all the time. Say only what I tell you to say. When I tell you to say it. And continue to love her and care for her. Do everything you need to do. I'm telling you. Any kind of situation that you get into like that. You can't use what somebody else did. You can't use what you think ought to happen. Is really just trust the Lord. The whole point is whatever thing you do, always ask God for direction and how to do it. And listen to what he says. He wants the best for you. You may think you know the best. And the other thing that I always have to say is I can remember this one lady when I worked at IBM years ago. And it was, we were doing something. She says, oh, it's because of your religion, of, how I presented myself and everything else. And the joy that I had when people were actually being very mean to me, if I would use that term, and slighting me and all of those kinds of things. She says, it must be your religion. And I said, yes, it is. And I said, but you can have the same joy too. Yeah, I don't know. And of course, I told her this one thing. I said, you are afraid to really turn your life over to the Lord is because you think there are things that you want to do that you think he's not going to let you do. And she said, yeah. God wants to give us a lot of things. Just as he wanted to give Israel the land. They could have been in there 40 years before they ever got there. Right? It's because they looked at their abilities, did not trust him, although he had already brought them through the water. He had already conquered Egypt. And then to make statements like, he doesn't love us because he brought us out to the desert to kill us. We make the same statements too when we Yeshua died and he's pulled us out of Egypt. He's done a lot of things for us. And when something doesn't quite go right, start to question is whether or not he loves us or not. One thing that you can always understand, he loves us. You can always look back. If he didn't love us, why did he come to die on the cross? That shows God's love. That's not going to change. That's happened. It will be, and it always is, and always will be. So don't let temptation come to you and tell you that he doesn't love you or care for you. If you're going through a trial, ask the Lord, what do I need to do? Why is this happening? And show me the right way, how I'm supposed to respond. Now, he may give you an answer and he may not. But you still have to trust that he's doing the right thing because he is. And as you go through them, and once you get on the other side of them, you can look back and see how much you've grown. We are going to go through trials, and they are for your good. And if you think of that as a father who loves you and wants you to have the best in life. Now, when I say best in life, I'm not talking about necessarily physical or material things. But he has a job for us to do. And as we move forward and understand that he really cares for me, and I'm having a trial here, Lord, how can I benefit from this? What is it you want to build in me? And I'm submitting to you. You don't want to go back, turn back and says, okay, let's see. What did I do back there? Let's try it and try it again. Don't do that. Just move forward. We always are to move forward in the Lord and don't turn back any. I mean, there's so many scriptures that you can think of. Remember Lot's wife, she looked back. I want to go back. Maybe, no, just move forward. Repent and move forward. If you missed it and you found out you missed, don't go back trying to correct it. Ask the Lord, what's my next move? He'll tell you what you need to do. But the whole point is trust him with your life in everything that you do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where's Lawrence and the worship team? Does that make sense?